Congressional Staff Tour. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network. I'm Mike Davis, and I am joined by Hugh Weathers, the South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture. Last week, SCDA partnered with some organizations to take in-state congressional staff on an agribusiness tour, Commissioner, and I know how passionate SCDA is about agriculture and informing the general public about this great industry. Tell us about how that tour went.
Well, you're right, Mike. We did partner with our colleagues at the Palmetto Agribusiness Council, as well as the Forestry Commission, to have a pretty important tour with some people that impact our farmers in their works, and that's the in-state staff members of our congressional delegation. So we had them last Thursday on most all day, made three great stops, and our point was for them to have a greater appreciation for the impact of agribusiness and all of the challenges that face farmers and timber owners in this business.
Where were some of the places that you were able to visit with this delegation, Commissioner?
Well, we made three great stops. First in the morning was Cox Industries down in Utahville, and that particular operation specializes in supplying utility poles for our electric companies all across the state and really across the world, from what I understand, with some of their export business. But a great place to learn about the challenges of forestry-related issues in South Carolina. Our new state forester, Scott Phillips, was there with the group and made some great comments. And it's really good working with Scott as he's getting in his new role. And then we moved over to Orangeburg County and visited Supersod, who happens to be a neighbor of mine. And we had lunch at his pond house, wherein Martha Burleson and Jim Rockmore and staff of Supersod talked about the impact of trucking regulations, the impact of water regulations, pesticide usage, labor just a little bit, the tax laws that have just changed and how it might impact South Carolina, and about modernization, just some of the things they've done in their business. So very good stop there. A lot of good questions and just fascinated by some of the investments in automation that have impacted growing grass. So Supersod was a great visit. Then we moved over to Pelion to the W.P. Rawl operation. And that operation is quite impressive in that they're doing everything from growing the produce, packaging it, delivering it under their own brand name. So quite an integrated operation. But their focus was on labor and just the challenges that face any operation with hand-picked crops. And what we've got to do and have our congressional leadership do, and that is get something in effect for a guest worker program for agriculture to reflect growing this agribusiness. So, again, three different stops, three different topics for the most part. And really, I believe that these staffers left there with a greater appreciation for this industry.
And I think most farmers realize that perhaps just as important as watching the weather, policy and legislation can have such a big impact on their business. So this really had to be a very important meeting and tour that took place.
It was. When I gave some remarks to the staff members, you know, the difference in that they are working in-state, they probably have more constituent responsibilities, perhaps, than those in Washington who might do more with policy development. So I wanted them to know the impact of the things that they do in representing their boss, a member of Congress, and then collectively what Congress does and the impact it can have on their constituents who are farmers. Talked a little bit about the impact of all these regulations. Really the positive impact that agriculture has on the economy. And by that, I mean the fact that people spend so few of their discretionary dollars of income on food, because the industry has become so very efficient that, in fact, agriculture helps drive the economy by freeing up dollars to spend on other things. And making the connection, if you will, between the advancements of agriculture and how our economy grows. And hopefully we got that message across, and it's one that we like to tell to anyone who wants to listen, but especially those whose work impacts our farmers, like our congressional staff members.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like it was a very successful day. We have been talking with Commissioner Hugh Weathers. The Congressional Staff Tour, our topic today on the Southern Farm Network.